Moncrief on News Talk.
Disney. Disney, Disney, Disney. We all have our favourite Disney character, and it can be a passionate subject. Every night for the last maybe 6 to 8 months, and I'm not exaggerating, I've had to watch a segment of Moana with my daughter, the same segment. So I know back to front, and it's a real thing. Jessica Spencer is here, and she's a presenter with Spin 103.8, and she's been putting together a list of some of the greats. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all. So when I think favourite Disney character, I think Disney princesses, but you are here to blow that out of the water.
Yeah, you know what? I was never really into the princesses. So when I was growing up, I watched the princess films, but I wouldn't rewatch them. Like Hannah Montana, my favourite TV show ever. I was delighted to see that Miley Cyrus got the Disney Legends Award over the weekend for her contribution to
Disney. So she plays Hannah Montana and someone, I've never seen it.
All right.
But it was totally not my, I just fell between the cracks of the age. So I must be like, what age are you?
29.
Yeah, okay. And I'm 37. So I was just a little bit too cool and then not cool enough.
So Hannah Montana was basically, it was kind of based around Miley's life in a way. Okay. So she had to audition for the TV show and everything. But the character was named Miley Stewart, so same first name. Her father on screen was Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay.
Her godmother in the show was Dolly Parton, her real life godmother. And it was about a normal girl going about her life, going to school and everything. But at night, she was a pop star, Hannah Montana. She put on a wig. Nobody recognized her. She went out. She did the big tours. Completely different life, like massive alter ego. And it was incredible for me to watch because I was like, that seems like so much fun. Like you get to have the fun parts of fame. You get to go out there, sing your song.
But you also get to have your privacy when you need it.
Yeah, exactly.
And she, take off the wig.
Yeah. Like her best friend was actually a massive Hannah Montana fan in the show. And then they showed her finding out in the first episode that her best friend was Hannah Montana. And she just fainted like it was, because she was the biggest pop star at the time.
Very, very cute. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Stitch.
Ah, Stitch. You can't go into Penny's nowadays without seeing Stitch everywhere.
Yeah, what? Is there a new movie coming out or something? Why is Lilo and Stitch having a resurgence?
I don't know. So Stitch was part of Lilo and Stitch in 2002 and he was just this kind of cute character, but then the world seemed to forget about him after a while. But in the last 5 years, he's just everywhere. I think it's because he's kind of like a cute dog-like character. People obviously love animals, but he's just been everywhere and they're actually doing a live action remake now of Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, but how can you do a live action remake? Like, how are they going to CGI him in or?
So over the weekend, they showed the CGI, the Stitch that they've got. And he actually looked really good. He was very cute. He's got that kind of monstery vibe about him. Okay. But you can also see how they're confusing him thinking, oh, this must be a dog.
A weird mongrel dog.
Yeah.
Did Stitch have like a TV show then?
He did, and it wasn't as popular.
No.
So they did Lilo and Stitch. I think they did a second film as well, and they did the TV show, but nobody really watched the TV show because it was on the Disney Channel and the film came out in the cinemas. So that was a massive thing. The TV show kind of got forgotten about, but they still make like clothes with the characters and everything on it. But he's just massively popular. Nobody seems to really know why. Like, I have 3 pairs of pajamas with Stitch on them. I can't go into Penny's anymore because I know that I'm just going to buy stuff with Stitch on it.
What about poor Lilo? Like, what happened to her?
She got forgotten about.
Yeah, but like, she was the best. Like, her, wasn't it like she was an orphan? Well, she was raised by her sister. Then she had, like, I thought she was great. She could have been great. Why are we stuck with the alien?
Maybe because he's cute. He played Elvis on the guitar. He was silly. He was funny.
What's not to love? Okay, let's go to the one that no one's ever heard of before. I don't think you've ever heard of this movie. It's called Frozen. She says sarcastically, Elsa. Do you love Elsa?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't not love Elsa.
Okay.
I feel like people kind of forget about Elsa because Olaf is there. Because
again, I'm all for the humans. I don't understand why we love a snowman.
Yeah, well, he's quirky, he's funny, he's singing about how excited he is for summer. Obviously, everyone's going, you're not going to get to experience summer. But then Elsa is there. Like, Frozen is the first film where you saw a princess be saved by someone that wasn't a prince. Like, Elsa goes and saves Anna, because Anna is frozen, and then Elsa goes and saves her. So
they still get the prince love storyline in with Anna. So it's not completely void of it.
Yeah, but like with Elsa, she isn't interested in anyone at all. She's just going about her life. She's worried, actually, that she is making life worse
for the people around her.
Yeah, and I feel like that's such a relatable thing. Like, I'd be paranoid sometimes going, oh my God, everyone hates me. And then I watch Frozen, I'm like, no.
I'm Elsa.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one of the best Disney songs. Like, I think Let It Go, now it's completely overplayed, but like, it was such a belter of a tune when it came out, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was iconic. And they had Demi Lovato doing a cover of it as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere. Even nowadays, you still go to like Disney parks, you will hear kids singing Let It Go, even though it's like over a decade old.
Sorry, we're getting texts in here. And I know now what a scaldy is. A scaldy is a baby bird in a nest with its mouth open and squawking. Why are only children scaldies? I still don't get it. Anyway, siblings with a big age difference can grow up as only children. Their lives never intersect. Yeah, fair enough. And another text in here, which is back on our topic. My nieces and nephew have never, ever watched the movie Lilo and Stitch, but they want all the merch. What is that about?
Yeah, see, I can't work out what it is, but then I love Stitch myself. Like, I have three Stitch teddies at home. They're all a little bit different. I can't go into a Disney shop because I know I'm going to want something Stitch related.
Oh, Stitch is the one. Like, if you find, like, if there's an Elsa and a Stitch and an Olaf, it's Stitch that you're going to want to go to.
Yeah, Stitch is squishy. He's fun. You can hug him. He's cute. I'm not hugging an Elsa doll.
Yeah, okay. There's a line. Okay, Timon and Pumbaa. God, I haven't heard about them in ages.
Yeah, like, I was thinking to myself, which one would you prefer? But you can't really have one.
Oh,
I'd prefer the
meerkat.
Oh, Timon. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, interesting. Because I was thinking you can't really have one without the other. It's like Ant and Dec. You wouldn't do a
I'd want Ant as well. I basically the Timon of Timon and Pumbaa.
So if you don't remember, they're the funny ones in The Lion King. And let's be real, it would have been such a depressing film without both of them.
Yeah, like I mean, it was pretty depressing anyway.
Yeah, like you're there sobbing because of Mufasa. And then next fall they come out, they're singing, they're dancing. They're like, hey, forget about your worries. That's how we live. We don't worry at all. I don't understand how I watched this film growing up like 20 times and I still grew into an adult just who has worries.
About everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You haven't taken on the Kelly Harrington Hakuna Matata lifestyle.
No, I'm all worries.
All worries. For all of your days.
Yeah.
And also, our last one is someone I've never heard of. Tell me.
Herbie.
Who's Herbie?
Herbie the car. So, do you not remember, like, there was loads of films. There were six films about Herbie. Started in the 60s, went on till 2005. He was this huge character throughout the Disney series. And he was a car who was sentient.
Yeah, but like, is it from Cars? No, that's Pixar.
No. Cars is different. So Herbie was literally a car where he would start driving the way that he wanted. He wanted to be a racer. So a man went and bought a car for his maid and he was unreliable. So he returned him and then someone else ended up buying him because he just wanted to be a racer.
And why? What's beloved about him? Just his personality?
Yeah, he was just a bit silly and it was very before its time as well, because like nowadays we do have cars that can drive themselves. I wouldn't trust one, but at the time it seemed mad thinking, wow, this car is able to feel things. He ended up falling in love with another car. It was a mad time.
Do you have a particularly favourite Herbie film?
They all kind of blend into one. I watched them all as a child, you know. But the first one was the Love Bug. So that was the one that set him up. He had these racing stripes on him so you could tell what car he was. Because, you know, as a child, I wasn't able to tell all the cars.
Yeah, no.
But he had the number 53 on them. So you go, ah, that's Herbie. And he was a bit of crack to be driving around with.
Are you a huge Disney fan in general?
I'm actually going to Disneyland next week.
Which one?
The Disney World, the one that's in Florida.
Oh, amazing.
Staying there for 2 weeks and I cannot wait. I'm going to be meeting Sully from Monsters, Inc. Going to try and meet Anna and Elsa. Like, I've got like, all
sorry now, sorry, sorry, sorry now. Are you going to try and meet, like, human beings dressed up as the characters and, like, get a picture with them?
Yeah.
Oh my God, gas.
I did this a couple of years ago where I met Rapunzel and I was slightly mortified when I actually got to the top and I was like, oh, hi, yeah.
Because it's an adult woman. Like.
Yeah, like she was younger than me, you know? I was looking at this woman who was like 20 years old and I'm there like 27 going, hi, can I get a photo with you? And she's like, why?
But you did.
Ah, yeah.
And are you going to buy, is it only the princesses that have human form or is there like a, is there a Stitch going around the place?
They do have a Stitch, so it's like a complete costume dress up. You don't see someone's face or anything.
Yeah.
Very hard to meet Stitch, though. You have to buy a breakfast deal in Disney so that you can meet him. You can't just go up and meet him in the parks. Like, you have to go for breakfast with Stitch.
Oh, wow. Just so, to make money, like?
Yeah. Like $60 a go for the breakfast, I think.
So who's like, before I let you go, top three on your list, like, have to see when I go there?
Have to meet Stitch.
So you have to go for the breakfast.
Yeah. Sully is one that I wanted to meet last time, but I was sweating by the time that I actually got around to doing that. My makeup was running. So this time I'm like, have to meet Sully. And then also, I've never met Mickey Mouse, I don't think. So I would like to meet him.
Ara, come on now. There's better people to meet than Mickey Mouse. He's the OG, like, he's too old.
No, but you have to meet him because he's Mickey Mouse. He is the OG.
Okay. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, Jess Spencer, talking to you. The very best of luck in Disney World. And yeah, come back after and tell us how it all went, or put your photos on Instagram so we can see them. We have more texts coming in here. Herbie was a Volkswagen Beetle. Not many people know that Hitler actually commissioned Volkswagen to make the Beetle. So without Hitler, there would be no Herbie, Herbie the Love Bug, or Herbie Goes Banana. And he invades Poland. Okay, well, I haven't seen it, so I can't say if that's true, but it's definitely interesting.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.